Cochise County Sheriff Mark Danels testified on Capitol Hill last week that crime on the border is at an all-time high amid record numbers of apprehensions of migrants there. Danels told a House Judiciary Subcommittee, according to Cronkite News, that illegal entries rose from 400 migrants a month to 8,000 over a two-year period, and he said it will only get worse unless federal authorities act. At the same time, the Department of Homeland Security released new figures that show Customs and Border Protection processed migrants more than 221,000 times in March. That's the highest number since 2000. Alisa Resnick from our Fronteras desk in Tucson joins us now to put all of this into context. Welcome, Alisa.
Hi, Lauren.
So let's start with what Sheriff Danels had to say here. What do we know about crime on the border right now?
Right. So the answer to that question kind of depends on what kind of crime you're talking about. Cochise County has been sharing a lot of content lately about apprehensions they've made as part of an initiative called Operation Safe Streets. This is a task force run by the county sheriff's office. Officers make traffic stops of mostly U.S. citizens, or actually so far, by and large, U.S. citizens found to be transporting undocumented people. The sheriff's office is often posting about these arrests on Facebook a few times a day. Now, it's not exactly clear how authorities are determining who to pull over and why. This is definitely something the sheriff has talked about often. He struck a similar tone during a House subcommittee hearing earlier in April, where he argued Title 42 needs to stay in place.
Right. And again, Title 42 is the CDC protocol that allows border officers to quickly turn migrants away and asylum seekers away because of the pandemic. Okay, Alisa, so what's leading to all of this? Does it directly tie to the rise in apprehensions that we're also hearing about right now?
Yeah, so it's important to note a few things that are left out sometimes. Per CBP data, Customs and Border Protection data, the majority of drug smuggling is still at ports of entry, not between. But yes, apprehensions are on the rise. In March, CBP reported just over 220,000 encounters with migrants. And again, encounters is a sort of blanket term used by the agency to describe anything from apprehensions made between ports to processing efforts of, say, when a family or a single person or a child presents themselves to an agent between ports and at the port as well, if you include all of CBP. CBP data shows a rise in the number of Colombians, Nicaraguans, Cubans, and Ukrainians arriving at the border in March contributed to that rise. And certainly, this increase in apprehensions does have a thread back to policy in place right now, and that policy would be Title 42. Now, being able to request asylum or another form of protection at the border is a right under U.S. law, but under Title 42, the ability to do that at the port is essentially non-existent. What's more, the policy is having pretty dire consequences. A recent count by Human Rights First showed violent assaults on migrants stuck in Mexico under Title 42 has topped 10,000 cases under Biden alone, and those would be assaults like kidnapping and sexual assault. And analysts and advocates have long said the inability to claim asylum at the port is driving people to find other ways. I spoke with Aaron Reichlin Melnick at the American Immigration Council about this. Here he is.
Today, under Title 42, if you want to seek asylum at the U.S.-Mexico border, your best way of doing it is to cross the border illegally, flag down the nearest Border Patrol agent, and ask for asylum.
But like you said, Alisa, apprehensions are not the same as encounters. So these numbers aren't necessarily different people every time, right?
That's right. It's not the same as getting deported. Getting deported, especially multiple times, carries certain consequences like time in detention or a longer period of time that you are banned from obtaining a visa to come to the U.S. That's not the case with Title 42. There are essentially no legal consequences when someone is apprehended and processed. As a result, the number of repeat crossings is way up, and it's been that way as long as this policy has been in place. In fact, the average recidivism rate per year is double what it was for many years prior to 2020. So that all-time high number of apprehensions that we're talking about now is in many ways a direct result of Title 42. Which is, ironically, the policy that Danels and many other Republicans and Democrats have been fighting pretty hard to keep in place. Aaron Reichlin Melnick told me over the last 18 months, nearly 900,000 border encounters have been of someone on at least their second crossing.
So all of this, Elisa, of course, is happening as there's this growing political and legal battle over Title 42. The Biden administration wants to end it. The CDC said it would do so by May 23rd. But Republicans in Washington and many Democrats have said they can't do that without, you know, a solid plan in place to handle the expected surge in migrants when this happens. A judge agreed with them on that last week. How does this sort of debate play into the broader narrative here?
Right. So the judge granted a temporary injunction that forces the Biden administration to keep using Title 42 for now. That does not have an impact on May 23rd currently, because that injunction ends before Title 42 is scheduled to be repealed on May 23rd. But next Friday, parties will come back to court for that suit. Policy monitors say that's going to be a pretty significant day, because the judge could side with Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich and other Republican attorneys general who are part of the suit to prevent the CDC from ending Title 42 this month. And again, advocates argue those repeat crossings and the bottleneck being caused by restricting asylum at the port, that's only going to get worse as long as Title 42 is in place, because those things are happening because of Title 42. I spoke with Tucson Mayor Regina Romero. She's one of a few Democrats here in Arizona and actually around the U.S. who are in favor of ending the policy on May 23rd. She co-authored a statement with the mayor of Brownsville, Texas. And basically she says Title 42 is a public health order issued by the CDC, which has said that it's no longer necessary. And Romero says that doing nothing is not a solution to what will have to be addressed in a post-Title 42 world. Here she is.
Has it created a bottleneck on our southern border? Absolutely it has. But we cannot use a public health order as an immigration tool.
All right, that is KJZZ's Elisa Resnick joining us from our Fronteras desk in Tucson. Elisa, thank you for your reporting on this and for explaining it. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Lauren.